morning and welcome back to another program of A Closer Look. I'm your host, Laurie Hackett. And listeners, as you know, we have the chance once a month to come together on this fabulous radio station and get to know community leaders and talk about volunteerism, nonprofits, and all the good things happening in the Lehigh Valley. Tonight, we have a couple of great guests with us. And again, we're going to continue this conversation about what makes this Lehigh Valley so special. Our first guest tonight, I'm so pleased to introduce you to, is Allison Pickle. Welcome, Allison.
Thank you so much for having me, Laurie. Excited to be here.
Absolutely. Well, I know you are certainly well known throughout the Lehigh Valley for all of your incredible work as a member of the executive team of the Chamber. What is your exact title there, and what is your role with the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce?
It is a very exciting role. I am part of our member relations team with the Chamber and part of operations. So primarily what I'm tasked with is meeting with our members, whether there are small businesses on our main streets to our larger partners like Lehigh Valley Health Network and Air Products, and really just ensuring that they are looking to the Chamber as a partner and there's collaboration happening. And it's really exciting to work with those that have been here in the Lehigh Valley for many, many years and those businesses that are coming to us and we're celebrating grand openings.
That's awesome. Something that you just said, and we talk a lot on this program about the importance, especially working with someone who's a fundraiser. We had Jessica Edris on recently and we talked about the importance of connecting the mission to the customer, business, you know, nonprofit, whatever it is. How does that work in your world in the area of membership? Because you're encouraging small and large government organizations, nonprofit, to be invested in the Chamber. What's your secret for that?
The secret is having a conversation. So, of course, we can talk about member benefits and we have the supporting information for that. But really, the way I go into any conversation about partnership and membership and collaboration is having a conversation, asking the questions, because we can really cater the experience of that membership to what that individual is looking for, whether it's engagement with community events or business events, whether it's the Veterans Military Council or Women's Business Council or within the city of Allentown and Easton. It's really about talking about what they're looking for with their engagement, and we can cater that experience to what they need.
And how many members are there in the Chamber?
About 5,000 members, again, ranging from our sole proprietors to our largest employers in the Lehigh Valley. We have 250 categories of business and industry that we represent through our membership.
And the Chamber is open to all, correct? It's not that, like in Rotary Club, they look for one printer, one social media. Could you talk a little bit about the range of membership that you have?
Arms open wide to all. There is, it's not an exclusive membership opportunity. It really is, we want to be inclusive to every category. And those that have a strong presence in the Lehigh Valley, like the banks, and yes, they're all engaged because they see value. They want a seat at the table. And that's the story we want to tell. Those are the opportunities we want to provide. So we, again, pride ourselves on being able to share and create that customized experience and opportunity for our members.
Love it. Love it. And I know it's one of the largest, you know, top 10 largest chambers in the country, correct?
It is. Yes. We're around seventh right now, largest chamber. And it's really because of our membership base, but also because of our volunteerism. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't be where we're at today if it weren't for the partnerships and those that have been leading the charge like you, and directing and leading and coaching us. It really is about the members and our leadership.
That's wonderful. Another unique thing that so many of us are drawn to because of the Chamber are the mission councils. Could you speak a little bit about those, and especially the one that I know you have a real passion around, which is veterans and military affairs?
It is incredibly important for us. While we are a regional chamber, it is so important to our mission and our objectives that we maintain the autonomy of those mission councils and our geographic councils. So we pride ourselves in saying we have 33 partner councils and chambers that are part of the Lehigh Valley Chamber. Again, our members invest at one level, but then they can engage wherever they see fit. If they're geographically located in Hellertown or Nazareth, and maybe they're a woman-owned business, we have a space and a place for them, and we take great pride in maintaining that autonomy of mission, events, initiatives, because it is so important to keep that intact while also leveraging what a regional chamber brings to a community.
And could you tell our listeners a little bit about some of those mission councils?
We have our Women's Business Council that has been active for 30 plus years. We have our Young Professionals Council, LGBTQ. We have Hispanic Chamber, African American Business Leaders, and our Veterans and Military Council.
And I know that Veterans and Military Council is one of the newest ones, and you are really engaged and so drawn to it. Could you talk a little bit about that council and the kinds of activities that you're doing?
The Veterans and Military Council is our youngest. We're 6 years at this point, and it has been, again, in my role in member relations, I identified there was a gap in representation of our veteran-owned businesses and veterans in business. And I had a conversation, as I often do, with our president and CEO, Tony, and I said, I think we have a real opportunity here to create an initiative that supports those that have served our country, that have given quite literally everything for our freedoms and for our liberties, and we should be supporting them. And we met for the first year, just large roundtables, and all industry was represented. Veteran-owned businesses, small, medium, large, workforce with Workforce Board Lehigh Valley and CareerLink, educational institutions, both Lehigh and Northampton counties. We all came together and said, we identified, yes, there is a need. We formalized, we have a board and a mission and objectives, and it simply put is to support our veterans and military in our communities and in business. And it is incredibly impactful and one of the greatest honors to work alongside those that have served our country.
Oh, that's so wonderful. I know that you have an event coming up in May called Brush Up. Could you talk a little bit about that?
This program came to us from one of our board members, Tom Applebach. He is the Veterans Affairs Director at Lehigh County.
Incredible man, I must say. He's amazing. Such a great resource.
Couldn't agree more. He has been with us since the start line. And he came to us and said, I think we have something that we can take ownership of that'll serve our community and our veterans. And so Brush Up, our Lehigh Valley veterans, we are now in our fourth year, and it is a great partnership with Sherwin-Williams here in the Lehigh Valley. And I have to give a shout out to Russ Euler, who makes it all happen at Sherwin. We have employer teams that go out and paint the homes of eligible veterans and surviving spouses in the Lehigh Valley. So it is a project that beautifies the homes of those that, again, have served us. There's one homer this year that's a Purple Heart recipient and just an incredible veteran, and two surviving spouses that they too have served, right? It's those that served our country, but it's really the families, and we want to be able to support them too. So the initiative is really designed to help our veterans, but one of the beautiful outcomes is seeing the teams connect with those homeowners. Yes, they get a gorgeous painted home at the end of it, but that connection, it stays with you for your life.
And do you think that some of the volunteers who go out, some of the corporate volunteers, they may be veterans themselves, correct?
And they often are. And one of the most beautiful outcomes that I never predicted being part of this council and this initiative is seeing how much fellow veterans want to help those, whether they served in the same branch, or which is always kind of funny how they go at it with love, but to see them feel so strongly about continuing to give back, even if they're no longer actively serving, that sense of service never leaves them. They want to continue to do that for their fellow veterans.
It's such a great, first of all, love the Brush Up program and the great opportunity for connection. What other events does the Veterans Council do throughout the year?
So the Brush Up program is a community-focused initiative, which, again, we love, but we are a council of the chamber, so we want to be sure that our programming is focused to support veterans in business, veteran-owned businesses. So, again, as a chamber, we have our after-hour networking events. We recently launched an initiative to support our employee resource groups, like those at Air Products and Crayola and PPL and Be Braun, to support those that are working in those companies and connecting them, and then also creating programming that supports, maybe it's just marketing or resources for veteran entrepreneurs. Just again, bringing it full circle and coming back to the business angle, being a council of the chamber.
Wow, that's so important. I know I attended a session and it was led by someone from Human Resources who shared tips and techniques of how someone with military experience can transfer those skills using different words into a corporate setting.
Yes. So one of the main objectives through the programming is really to elevate the transitioning veteran. So helping our HR professionals and recruiters in the Lehigh Valley, help educating them on what skill sets a veteran brings to an organization. And I think that's really important messaging. Some companies are doing an excellent job in the Lehigh Valley, and we want to create an opportunity where they're sharing those best practices and also connecting them with the resources. What are the hard and soft skill sets that a veteran brings to an organization? Mm-hmm. Because they quite literally can jump into anything and excel. And kind of what does that trajectory look like with once they're within a company and the retention effort.
Exactly. Too. So when you talk about transitioning veterans, you mean who are leaving their military service or their reserve work
and yes.
coming into corporate or small business or government.
And exactly. And the positions, they're not going to look equal, right?
Right.
So a position that's held in the military is not going to be equivalent to a civilian job. And it's also helping not only the veteran understand what that process looks like, but also the hiring company and what a certain position, what that can bring to another position within a company. And that's been really rewarding too, because it is so commonly misunderstood. And again, to no one's fault, but we really pride ourselves in being an educational opportunity for those companies.
Allison, you are so passionate. You are so enthusiastic. Listeners, if you could see her right now, just your eyes are on fire talking about your passion behind this. Where does that come from?
Well, my grandfather served. He was a paratrooper for a few years, and it was funny. Most recently, I was unpacking boxes, and he has since passed, and every Christmas, he was an incredible carpenter. He would carve something for each of his grandkids, and one year, I was 10, 11 years old, he carved an American flag with a bald eagle, and it says, Allison's proud. And I thought it was such a vision that he had when I was 10 or 11, and it feels like it's almost destiny, mm-hmm. but I think ultimately it is one of my greatest moments of my professional and personal life to be able to give back, because they have given everything to us. And if I can help them in any sort of way, that's what I should be doing.
Oh, thank you for sharing that story. That's wonderful. How could our listeners get involved? What are ways that people could volunteer with the Veterans Program?
I would encourage having a cup of coffee. I would love to talk with anyone, whether they want to volunteer with Brush Up, or if there's a veteran-owned business listener out there or someone that's looking for employment, let's have a conversation. Let's have a cup of coffee and talk about ways in which I, in my member relations role and also the liaison to the council, how I can be helpful to you, because that's the position I'm in. I want to be helpful, and it is my honor to do so.
Oh, Allison, that's wonderful. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time for today, but is there anything we didn't talk about that you want to share with our listeners about the chamber, about the program, about your involvement?
Overall, again, this has been my home quite literally since I was born, but in my professional life as well. And I just want to thank all of our listeners, whether you live and work in the Lehigh Valley or you visit. Thank you. Thank you for all you do to really make the Lehigh Valley such a beautiful and fun and happy place to be. It is, again, such a privilege to be in this position. And I look forward to what the Lehigh Valley holds in years to come.
Perfectly.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Perfectly said. And again, we were joined by Allison Pickle, and Allison is Executive Vice President for the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce and a very enthusiastic, sincere, and dedicated ambassador for the Lehigh Valley. Thanks again, Allison.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll be right back.
WDIY presents a selection of award-winning podcasts that air weeknights from 6 to 7 p.m., Listen to important conversations regarding art, science, business, health, and more here in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Check our website for new topics and archived programs. WDIY podcasts are on 88.1 FM, streaming at wdiy.org, on the app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to A Closer Look. We just had a wonderful conversation with Allison Pickle of the Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce, and we have two guests here in the studio with us, and I'm excited to introduce them to you. So please join me in welcoming Mark Reed. And Mark is with Easton Urban Gardening, which is part of the Greater Easton Development Partnership, and Amy Saul from Air Products. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Hi, Laurie. Thanks.
Have you been in the studio before?
I have been in the studio before, but it's been a while, so it's nice to be back.
No, this is my first time here. So.
And what do you think of the grand place?
I like it. You have quite a nice view of Bethlehem here, so on the south side. So that's a perk.
Well, we are excited to have you both here because I know you're working separately and collaboratively on a great project. So, Mark, let's start with you. Could you tell us a little bit more about the Easton Urban Garden Program?
Okay, yeah. I'm with a program called Easton Garden Works in the city of Easton. We are part of the Greater Easton Development Partnership. I run about 7 gardens in the city at various points of the city. We have 70 community gardeners that we provide dirt space for them to garden in the summer. We give them plans, we give them water, we maintain the pathways for them. In addition to that, we have a large piece of property down at Lower Hackett Avenue, which is on city property. The city are great supporters of all we do. And down there, we are currently growing about a third of an acre of produce that we donate to local food pantries. And it also, some of it goes to help our own programming, Easton Farmers Market, which is part of our organization, and the public market in downtown Easton. And we offer a lot of educational programs down there, too.
So, Mark, I know you're a master gardener. How did you get into this whole field?
Oh, my goodness. It was about 20 years ago when I was in my yard one day realizing, well, I don't really know what all these plants are, so let me learn more about it. And I just got involved in master gardening and then went back to school, started working for Penn State, and eventually ended up running urban farms in the city of Easton.
Oh, that's wonderful. And how do you find the work every day?
Busy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, busy. Busy, exciting. The thing about farming and gardening is you just don't know what's going to spring up to surprise you that day. Like every year there's a new challenge. Every week there's a new challenge. As the weather gets warmer, we see more and more different types of insects come up from the south, things we haven't dealt with before. We have to figure out better ways of irrigating different plants to grow. So it's a constant challenge to provide food for people.
And Mark, with so many gardens, how do you do it? How big a team do you have? Or do you use volunteers all the time?
We are blessed to have many very, very wonderful core group of volunteers. We collaborate with people like Air Products, who local company, who help us with some of the big heavy lifting. The city helps us out. We go through Volunteer Local, who help us find our volunteers, and the Volunteer Center of the Lehigh Valley helps us find big groups of people for various projects we have.
Oh, that's great. Amy, I know that you and Mark are specifically working together on something called the Volunteer Challenge. Could you tell our listeners what that is and how you're involved?
Absolutely, I would love to. You know, I love that he mentioned the Volunteer Center of the Lehigh Valley, mm-hmm. because the Volunteer Center, of course, coordinates the Volunteer Challenge every year. And so we have built partnerships, you know, with GEDP. We've worked with them in the past. And so when this opportunity came up to partner with the Volunteer Challenge, we jumped on it. Every year, about 40 corporate, you know, teams partner with nonprofits all throughout, and they work on these projects all throughout the spring. And so we're so glad to be with Easton Garden Works at Lower Hackett Park this year. And we've had volunteers go out all through the month of April and work on really cool projects. And Mark is being modest in how he talks about the work that he does. He mentions himself and his team, which is very small, mostly him and a couple other people, 7 days a week, 10 hours a day. He's out doing this work, and he's such a great volunteer coordinator. He's got everything ready for us. We were working on really fun projects with him, and we've just been having the best time.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Tell us more about the specific project that the teams are working on together.
So Mark will chime in as well, but what we're really looking to do is help expand the footprint of Lower Hackett Park. And we're doing really fun things, like we're going to help him assemble a new hoop house.
Yes.
We're assembled produce washing stations. We've done a ton of planting. They were working on sage last week. We planted spinach with them. You know, we're doing it. And What we're also doing, at one point, we're going to assemble a pizza oven that's going to be part of educational programming.
Your eyes just lit up at
my eyes lit
pizza
up.
Oven.
Everyone loves talking about this pizza oven. We're so excited for it. But we've been doing big things, right, this big assembly. But we're also doing some smaller things. We're weeding. We're doing smaller planting. We're helping put plants in pots that'll be distributed to folks as well. Mm-hmm. And we're doing work on site. So what's great about this is we're getting our employees out there, but our employees at Air Products are also doing work at our headquarters to benefit. So, you know, we are helping create a rock garden. So 40 employees came down and painted rocks, you know, and so we're going to donate these rocks. We're doing a collection drive where we're collecting small garden tools and new and used garden gloves that we're able to donate. So we're doing things in our office building that are going to benefit, but we're also getting our employees out there and really making the connection about how their work is going to have an impact on the work that Mark is doing. And he shared a statistic with me last week that I cannot get out of my brain. I'll let him share it because it's just so phenomenal what this project is going
to
do.
Sure. I was speaking to Emmy about the advantages of having a hoop house or a high tunnel. It's called protected culture, where you're able to expand your seasons earlier into the spring into later in the winter. And because of the addition of, and it's quite a large hoop house, it's 30 foot by 48 foot. Because of that, we will be able to probably grow about 3 tons more food a year to
donate. Tons more food.
Yeah,
Three tons.
It's extensive agriculture, yeah.
I can't get that number out of my brain. Just the pride in that and the thought of where that food is going to go, the kids in the community and the folks in the community that are going to benefit from that. So excited.
Yeah, and a lot of it goes through our farm stand at the West Ward Market, which we have every Wednesdays. And that's on a sliding scale. We work in tandem with La Farm, which is Lafayette's farm. And they give us students labor in the summer, which is really nice. And we do a stand together. They provide their produce. We provide our produce. And it's kind of a pay what you can kind of model. You know, we try to, if you can't afford the fresh vegetables, we'll work it out that you can. And they take coupons and market books and stuff. So it all goes back into the community. So
and Mark, if you didn't have this project going on right now with all the volunteers that Amy's speaking of, like, how would you meet all the goals that you have for Lower Hackett?
It would be very, very hard. It would be frightfully hard. You just do it through perseverance. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you know, you just hope that somebody wonderful comes along like Air Products to help us out with these bigger projects, because we can't do it alone. We're non-for-profit. So not only is it the philanthropic part, it's the bodies on the ground part, and mm-hmm. the sense of community that these guys have brought, true volunteer local and true volunteer of Lehigh Valley. It's a real community feel to it. And you just pray that something like this happens. And thankfully it did.
Right. Well, you know, we all think about volunteerism. So many of the listeners volunteer, and we go out and we're spending, you know, 3 hours or, you know, overtime hours and hours volunteering. But, you know, we had 15 volunteers out there earlier this week, and we were moving really heavy items. Mm-hmm. And it took us 15 of us, probably a half hour, and Mark said, oh, thanks, because I would have done that by myself without you. We're like, oh, my goodness. So just the thought that we could do it in a half hour, and he was going to spend half a day doing it by himself, like, you know, to be able to help him so that he can go concentrate on other ways to help the community. It was so great.
And Mark, do you have any stories of maybe working with kids or other mm-hmm. volunteers who haven't gardened before and what that experience has been like for them?
Oh, it's wonderful. Especially the one story I always tell is about a kid who came out from, when I worked at the other farm in town, he came out from a local community and we were digging potatoes that day. And he literally pulled a potato out of the ground and he stared at that potato for a good 4 minutes. And he kept looking at me, and every now and then he goes, French fries? I went, yes. And he'd go, potato chips? And I went, yes. So it's just the disconnect that so many people have with food anymore. And to see them coming out to the farm and say, this is where a lot of this stuff happens. I didn't know a bag of potato chips had to start somewhere in the ground. You know, it's so many kids and adults are so far removed from the food system that having something within an urban setting is a great teaching tool to connect people to their food more. Mm. That's the biggest plus of my job, to be honest.
And Mark, how are you collaborating with the City of Easton?
Well, the City of Easton provide most of the land we're farming on. Not all of it, but most of it, or gardening on. They help us with the heavier lifting. If I need a big load of compost, I call the Parks Department. They'll get me that up there. Mulch the same way. Recently, we added three more hydrants down at the Hackett Park, which is quite large, and they dug the whole water lines down there, and they helped us that way. So they've been really supportive of the projects I've done in the city with true farming and agriculture over the years. So a round of applause for those guys.
That's awesome. Yeah, the City of Easton is just exploding. So much happening.
Yes.
So are you on track to complete this volunteer challenge project by whatever your deadline is?
We are on track pending Mother Nature. So yeah. We have had to postpone a couple Saturdays because of rain. We were hoping to be there, you know, but we'll find more times. I have employees reaching out to me all the time at Air Products. When are we going back? When are we rescheduling the rain date? And what I love about it is they're also able to bring their families and friends to help as well. So we're looking at a couple Saturdays and a couple evenings now that it's lighter, longer. We can really get out there. We're on track to get a good amount of it done. You're just waiting on the rain and making sure we can get people out there.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And I love how when volunteers come up to me and they finish a task and say, what can we do next?
Oh.
So I'm like, oh, wow, really? you want me to give you more of this?
That's
so,
right.
I mean, a lot of it is kind of tedious, pulling weeds out of the ground. And it's not all exciting all the time. I always try to incorporate a little bit of planting into each of the volunteer days. So you feel like you're doing something right. That's going to be, that's a result, that's a tangible result in some senses.
And all of the produce is donated. How did you make those connections?
Yeah, so we are connected with one of the big food pantries, Project of Easton, and they have very, very busy pantry, especially, giving the economic climate and the price of food sometimes that it gets busier all the time. And one of the things that they have there is a lot of people from different countries. So we try to be mindful of growing culturally appropriate foods as best we can, given the climate that we're dealing with. So, you know, things like callaloo, which is a Caribbean-type spinach. We'll grow molokhaya, which is a Lebanese-type spinach. Little things like that. So we'll try and include stuff so it gets them in more comfortable when they're there and they say, oh, I know what this is. If I cook this and I say, well, now that you know what that is, here's kale. This is similar. You can interchange them into recipes. So then they get to understand the foods in our area.
So wonderful.
Thank you.
Amy, some of the volunteers, have you seen, because they come from a corporate background, and Mark, I know you have other volunteers, have you seen any examples of how some of your volunteers are maybe bringing workplace skills out to volunteering, or the reverse? Are they learning things while they volunteer that they're perhaps bringing back to work?
Absolutely. I think one big example is our volunteers are typically so organized. So we've got these folks that are, and they come in and they've got task lists all day long at work and they want to go, go, go. And so to Mark's point, nobody stands around kind of waiting to be told. Everyone just says, okay, what do you need me to do? I'm going to go right over here. And it looks like you need people to help put these tomato plants in pots. I'll get started. Okay. And then you can see the leadership skills coming out of these folks. Okay. You write the name on the pot. We'll do the dirt. We'll do the plant. You know, everyone, and they organize themselves. They're not kind of just standing there waiting for Mark to tell them everything. They seek guidance, of course, but they're not waiting. And so I think that's one thing that you bring to the table when you're used to working in teams. And then another is that these folks don't all know each other. Mm-hmm. So Air Products is large. And, you know, you might work in the same building, but you don't get a chance to work on projects together. So they're meeting each other. And then I see folks talking to each other in the office building. We had another event, you know, on site. And I saw some of those folks come back down again. So they're building relationships that will then impact the work that they do. They'll know more people. They've built more relationships. And then that will have a positive impact at work and in the community. And one other thing that I really, really love about this is the new connections that it's making for our employees in the community. We have concepts of what community gardens do, but to really be boots on the ground inside and see the impact of Mark's work, see the impact of Easton Garden Works in the community has been so beneficial. And it's of course, inspiring people to volunteer more, but it's really helping them understand how the community is better when everyone can come together and really move an initiative forward.
Absolutely, yeah.
Wow, well said. Unfortunately, our time is up today, but Mark, as we close, final thoughts. How could somebody get involved? If they're listening, how could they get involved?
You can contact us through Volunteer Local. It's a website you sign on. It's pretty user-friendly. It'll guide you to the gardens right once you get there. You can go through the West Ward Initiative Program. There's a link on their page to the gardens. Email me at mark@greatereastonpartnership.org. I'd be happy to respond. And then through the volunteer outreach program in the Lehigh Valley.
So like I think volunteer center of the Lehigh
volunteer
Valley,
center,
absolutely.
Yeah. And that's how we get a lot of our larger groups to come out. So that's a wonderful organization.
So lots really of is. Ways to connect.
Yeah.
Anything we didn't get to talk about before we close? Amy, anything you didn't get to mention or any final thoughts for our listeners?
I guess my final thought would be, you know, always to just be so grateful to our nonprofit partners, to Mark for all the great work that he's doing, and to encourage folks to get out and volunteer in a garden this spring, because the impact is just so profound. Like, helping provide food for members of our community, highly recommend.
And Mark?
I just want to thank my co-workers at Greater Easton Development Partnership and the City of Easton, and of course people like Air Products. And I'd also like to thank my local farmer friends who are always willing to lend a hand. Anytime in this area when a farmer needs something, another farmer is always quick to step up. It's a real sense of barn building among that community too. So thank you to all those people.
Absolutely. We always want to thank those volunteers. And again, listeners, we were joined for this conversation by Amy Saul, who works with volunteers, so many volunteers at Air Products, and then Mark Reed, who runs the Easton Garden Works, is the official name. Well, thanks again. Thanks to both of you again for joining.
Thanks, Lori.
This brings us to the end of our program. Again, you can tune in all the time to WDIY and hear just great public affairs programming. I'm Laurie Hackett, and we look forward to seeing you next time on A Closer Look.